this week on the Danny Brown Show.
What's the main flavor of a carrot cake? If it's not like carrots in there, because
it's carrots.
What?
It's carrots and carrot cake.
What? The green one is fucking sliding, bro. That one, who's going to disregard this shit? Oh, he passed his ass. Oh, at the finish. Shit, I spice, dude.
No, I spice.
What camera I looking to when I say that? Shit, I spice. I want that shit to be known in the universe. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, dog? It's your boy coming to you live from Austin, Texas at YMA Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. Got the Booth Boys with me. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's up, Danny?
Chilling. We got none other than the boy, Cam Patterson. Funny motherfucker in the house, man. Thank you for coming through, man.
I appreciate you for having me, man. This shit dope, man.
How you doing, man?
Good.
You say you just got out here in Austin. You've been out here for 6 months, man, coming from motherfucking Orlando.
Yes, sir,
and I'll be
right.
The first to tell a motherfucker. Motherfucker thing at Orlando on some fucking just Disney and shit, man. That motherfucker crazy out there, man.
Shit, 40 minutes away. Disney, 40 minutes away from the city. You know
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, in that fucking airport, man, y'all got to figure something out,
it's
man.
Weird.
That's the fucking, I've waited in a TSA line. That was the longest I ever been through, man. I'm like, fuck, I got to get my shit together, man.
I ain't going to hold you. That shit, that airport fucked me up for travel. Because I was thinking I'd get every airport like 2 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the airport not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our airport is fucking retarded.
No, you'll be in that bitch a minute. But I figured that it's a travel location in that sense.
Yeah,
where motherfuckers be coming for Disney and shit like that. So you just got to give yourself some extra time. So, man. Fucking regular on Kill Tony now, man. How that shit fucking feel,
shit,
man?
It's insane, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck.
God damn it. Got the bitches ringing. I see it. Austin treating you good,
nah,
man.
White bitches is going crazy
right
now.
You ain't got to tell me twice.
These white hoes out here is crazy.
See, I got an old lady out here, man, so I can't be doing nothing, man.
Nah, I feel it.
So, you know.
I got an old lady, too.
Oh, shit. You back at home?
Yeah.
So we be going back and seeing her and shit?
Sometimes.
You ain't had her up here?
Nah, not yet.
And she ain't trying to come up?
She trying for sure. She definitely trying. She called me once a week and she'd be like, wear a condom, nigga, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, at least she's understanding.
Yeah, she get it.
You know what I'm saying?
She understand.
A nigga gonna have a moment of weakness every now and then.
Every week, you know what I'm saying?
So how the whole Kill Tony thing come about?
It's cool, man. It's the dopest shit ever, bro. You know what I'm saying? To come out here and like kind of complete goals that quick is kind of crazy.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause no, I was just saying, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just like, the game plan was to try to do some shit on the show,
mm-hmm.
but to get all this shit within like 6 months is kind of like crazy.
Yeah, man, you living the fucking dream. That's what that is.
Real.
I mean, it's God's plan, man. That's all that is, man. So you had came up here to get on Kill Tony, or
I came up here just for the scene. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I came out here for like 2 weeks with my dad, and I did a couple shows and shit, and then I wanted to go back for 3 months. I want to go back to the city for 3 months. He was like, "You a fucking idiot."
Oh yeah, it's not like a cracking comedy scene.
It's straight, but I did 12 shows. I had 6 days.
Oh shit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The city, I can probably do. You know what I'm saying? Six. You feel what I'm saying? So if you can double that, why would you go back?
Exactly. It's definitely a fucking comedy renaissance happening in Austin. Like I would anybody that thinks they funny than a motherfucker. But a lot of motherfuckers. That's one thing about this comedy shit, man. Like you can be the motherfucking funny motherfucker at your family reunion,
but you're not funny for real.
Yeah, but getting on stage, you know, that's like two different worlds, man. So how did you know that you was like, I can do this shit on stage? Because I can already tell your ass a funny motherfucker in school.
I would just like, how can I explain this shit? When I did it for the first time, I was just saying bullshit. Like mm-hmm. I was just saying bullshit. And everybody else had like written shit they was talking about.
Yeah.
But I was getting more laughs than them. So like, oh, this shit is cake. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like this shit is something I could really like do. You feel me?
So now is it like more of a writing process, or you just 100%. Still getting up there winging that shit?
Nah, it's more of a writing process. Cause I kind of like figured it out now. You know what I'm saying? We're still trying to figure it out. You know
oh yeah.
Saying?
So how long you been doing comedy?
2 years.
On stage, 2 years?
Yeah, two
Damn,
years.
Damn, nigga. You fucking killing this shit,
nah,
then,
it's crazy.
Man.
This shit is insane, nigga.
No, I mean, it's some motherfuckers that just natural with that shit.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you can really see that shit come across. Cause I think it's nothing more cringier than you watching a motherfucker that just thinks they funny on stage and you're like, nah, nigga, that shit ain't.
That's a psychopath, nigga.
That's what I always tell.
That's a mentally ill person. It's a lot of them out here too, but mentally ill people, oh, it's insane, dog.
And I think that's probably why
good shit is happening in Austin like that, because everybody feeling like they probably can come out here and get their shit going. Yeah. But it's like the cream gonna rise to the top, because there's so much, you know, it's so much shit you can do out here as far as comedy and shit. So you gonna see some fucked up shit.
And that's the best part about the shit is, because, like, you know, if you funny, they'll put you up there. You feel what I'm saying? But if you can't run with the big cats in the city, it's really like fuck you. You know, not really fuck you, but as in like a, you not really going. You feel what I'm saying?
So when you was back home, you was doing like more black rooms and shit?
Nah, I was doing a lot of white rooms in the city. Cause they know too many black rooms.
Oh, yeah.
In the city. You had to leave to go do all that. So I would just do a lot of white shows.
Cause it, I mean, I figured, it's kind of funny with that whole shit. Cause you'll see like a lot of black comedians. They be like, man, I can't fuck with the white rooms.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna get me. But then it's like funny is funny, man. If you're funny, you should be able to rock any of that shit. You
and
know?
White rooms are easy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can't talk shit, cause shit, I play fucking shows. It's fucking filled with white motherfuckers. So
people, they love you. They love you.
Yeah,
you feel me?
I mean, they pay shit.
Yeah, they pay good.
They paying, I mean, what the fuck? So yeah. All right, we'll jump into some of these Ask Danny's, man.
Ask Danny.
First up, we got chilling with your clone. Hey, Danny, I saw this Would You Rather online, but I want to hear your thoughts. What would you do if you can spend 3 hours with an exact clone of yourself? These were the choices, but let me know if you have any other plans for your clone. Watch a movie together, eat your favorite food together, talk about your favorite topic, have sex, psychological counseling, tell the clone to go away. For one thing, if I got a fucking clone of myself, last thing I'm going to be doing is talking to the motherfucker.
Yeah, ain't saying shit, Danny.
I'm going to try to figure out, we're going to hit a lick together or some shit. I ain't got to do the time. Motherfucker, we gonna put together a motherfucking dead president scheme or something, man.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
The first thing I thought of, I wanna run a train on the bitch with my clone. Yeah.
What if the bitch had twins?
That'd be crazy.
Man, no, I ain't gonna have sex with my clone.
We not gonna, like, it's gonna be separate. We're gonna, like, two different beds, you know what I'm saying?
First thing I thought of was crimes.
Crime.
I don't know why. Because I ain't got to do the time.
I mean, at some point, they gonna catch your ass. You know what I'm saying? What if they looking for him and they find you? Y'all the same person.
We do got the same DNA.
Y'all the same person, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
It's whoever they find first. And what if he just like you? I'm not going down for that shit, nigga.
And he snitch on me.
Yeah, he snitch on you.
I mean, I could snitch on my clone. That ain't considered snitching.
It's not, I don't think it's snitching at all. But I'm saying, like, it'll be a weird situation. You know
That's
what I'm
a whole new definition of self-snitching. Snitching on your fucking clone.
That'd be crazy.
But yeah, man, I definitely, the first thing I thought of was crime shit. I ain't trying to hang with that nigga. I know what my favorite movie is and all that shit. It's my clone. What they saying, like, if you make a clone, oh yeah, it might be a little off. It's gonna be a little retarded version of yourself.
Special ed.
And then he gonna be seeing some different shit. Be like, no, nigga.
Break out a lazy eye shit.
Oh man. Yeah, something gonna be a little janky.
Saying they gonna be right with Betty.
Right, nigga. Let me look at your balls, man. Hold up, man. This nigga got one ball bigger than the other.
What if Betty bigger than yours, you be mad?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna be mad.
That shit be upset. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna be like, hold up, man. At the end of the day, if his dick bigger than mine, we just about to be switching off. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you fuck this bad bitch for me tonight.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. I'm gonna just put that nigga in the bathroom or something. I'm gonna go get that nigga. I'm a wine and diner. You just gotta come out and put the tips on her, man.
Come on, man. Just go crazy. Let me finish.
Just go ahead and go crazy on her, man. I come back. And, you know, I'm gonna get all the love from it. But then, bitch might be crazy and shit. I don't know. All right, next up, we got cat people. Hey, Danny, I just recently moved into a new apartment with my roommate, and we got 3 cats. One from her previous apartment, and 2 we took in from a friend who could no longer care for them. Now, at one point in my life, I would have thought something was seriously wrong with someone if they lived with so many cats. But honestly, I love them, have grown to appreciate having them around. So what I'm wondering is, what's the threshold number of cats that makes someone a crazy cat person? 3, 5, and do crazy cat ladies fall under the label of white people shit? I really need to know if I'm the past. I really need to know if I'm past the point of no return. Thanks, Jared. Definitely 3 cats is cat person shit. I mean, anything after 2 pets of anything, I definitely think, because I mean,
it's excessive.
Yeah, because you know, caring for an animal, man, that's just a relationship, man. I always never want. I had cats, and now I got dogs and shit, and I never was a pet person. My pets always came from relationships.
I was with,
you know what I'm saying? The bitch got some cats, the bitch got some dogs or something. So, and you find yourself loving the motherfuckers. Because one thing, if the motherfuckers die, man, that shit be hurting my feelings, man.
Shit,
I don't even want to fucking get into little relationships and shit like that. But yeah, 3 cats, you definitely a crazy cat person at that point. And cats, man, one thing I did love about cats, man, because you really got to show them motherfuckers some love, because they don't give a fuck about your ass. You living in their world. With dogs, you know, my dog, like right now, I come in the house, she gonna jump up and down and go crazy, you know?
Cats be like, what's up, fuck, nigga? And
they don't give a fuck.
Them motherfuckers,
they think you living with them.
Yeah, feed me, brother.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about you. So
it was cool that me and me said dogs think like you, like, God. And yeah. cats be like, nah, nigga, I'm God. You know what I'm saying?
I seen some shit they say, I don't know if it was right, but they said like for every day you live is like a week to like 10 days for a dog. That's why they so excited about life, because they don't got that much long.
Oh, shit, that's
so
crazy.
So they don't got long. So they living every day like fucking, nigga, I know I'm about to be about this bitch.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like me, you know
I'm sure you love, you know what I'm saying?
Cats like, hey, nigga, I hope you die tomorrow and I eat your body.
Yeah, you think about cats, they don't even give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck about you.
When you see a cat on the street, he don't look like he going through nothing. You see a homeless dog, them motherfuckers be like, damn,
it
nigga.
It struggling. This shit is cat, fucked ain't got up. No eye, a paw missing this shit.
One leg be gone, motherfucker limping and I got hit by
like
a car.
27 years out here, nigga. This shit crazy.
Cat be on the street like, nigga, I'm living it. Cats want to live on the street.
Cats are real hood niggas, man.
That's what that is.
Cats are real street niggas.
They don't want to be in the crib. They be like, nigga, let me out, man.
Yeah, let me outside.
I lost my cat one time, man. That shit was fucking, man. That was heart-wrenching, man.
For real?
Yeah, but it was my dumb ass fault. I got fucking listening to fucking some Chief Keef and shit all loud and shit. And fucking I left the window open. The motherfucker just jumped out the window. I'm sitting there fucking banging at me. I look up, the motherfucking cat on the outside of the window walking past me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get so scared from me running so fast trying to go get her. She ran from me and just ran off into like the neighborhood and shit. I was like, oh, because it was my girl cat too. I'm like, she about to come home. It's about to be some shit. But end up the motherfucker, she ain't go too far. She end up and ran in like somebody's garage. But even then, when I went and found her and was getting her out the garage, she's like, nigga, get the fuck off me, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn. I'm especially because, like, if you had a cat and it gets somewhere else and they feed that cat, oh, that cat live there now.
Oh, yeah. That,
it's all right. I got cats, food here, nigga.
Cats be having side bitches. They be like, nigga, fuck you. That's got a new spot. Yeah, man. All right. Gore. Yeah, but they say you don't supposed to feed cats, though, because the motherfucker's coming back.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, if you just see a random cat, you give him something, that motherfucker, I'm like, oh, this my nigga now. I'm pulling up.
This the spot, you feel me?
Meowing at your dough and shit. All right, next up, we got Gore. Hey, Danny, I love all of you at YMA Studios. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on if seeing gore and explicit content as a child really does shape out negativity in your adulthood. I was about 5 years old when my dad was telling me that my uncle had just got caught up with the cartel and showed me a random video on the internet of what it probably was like. God damn, what kind of daddy you got?
Your dad a piece of shit, man.
This nigga, yeah, he trying to do scare tactics and shit. All right, it's not exactly a negative memory. My dad was probably going through some things, so he wasn't in his best mental location at the time, but it's just interesting to think back on. What do you think? Can you relate? Yeah, I definitely wish I didn't visit Rotten.com and all that fucking Faces of Death and all that kind of shit. Rotten.com, that was like the beginning stages of the internet, I feel like. I mean, obviously. But you would go on there and just see like dead bodies or like some crazy creepy shit like motherfucking bitches getting fisted.
Oh yeah, nice.
Or some dumb shit like that. But yeah,
I like
man.
how you went from dead bodies to bitches getting that's regular porn, nigga. You know, dead bodies to bitches getting fisted and shit, nigga.
But yeah, you'll go be able to just go watch death videos and shit like that. Every now and then, you know, I might drift back. Just being, you know, and when you're online so much, you get bored and you just start watching dumb shit. And then I find myself watching some crazy shit. But yeah, those cartel videos, man, they be having motherfuckers, you be like, on their knees and shit. I can't just imagine what's going through your head knowing you about to fucking die and that kind of shit. The last video I just saw, man, they had a nigga, they was on a boat, and they had the nigga all tied up and shit, and he was alive and shit, and they was smacking him around, fucking with him and shit. Then they just threw the nigga in the water, like, man.
Wait, just threw him in the water and just left him?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they was laughing and shit, man, but I definitely think that does plays and that would affect you in your adulthood in some type of sense. But
as a kid.
But I guess I don't know, man. Your dad is a crazy motherfucker, man, because I wouldn't show my kids no shit like that.
That nigga need help. At five, that's crazy.
Yeah, 5 years old, man, that shit would have gave me nightmares.
Your dad need therapy, nigga.
Yeah, you probably need therapy after that kind of shit, though. But no, man, I mean, I guess it was a good scare tactic. It made your ass not get caught up in no cartel shit or some shit like that. So, but no, man, I don't think it's good to be watching that kind of shit, though, because I can find myself even watching those. You know, you go on YouTube and you be watching those, like, Chirac videos and shit. Yeah. And they be having these documentaries about, like, if you're a nigga from the hood, like Lil T, he killed 7 niggas in 3 days.
Hey, those Chirac videos be crazy.
And the nigga be having a deep-ass voice, like, he was walking through the hood, caught an op slipping, busted a cap. You know, always some weird white nigga too talking about that shit.
Yeah, nigga
too.
From England.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Trap Lord Ross.
Trap Lord Ross be on all the shit though.
I recently just watched the NBA YoungBoy documentary.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? Did he have to start with slavery?
Oh man,
that nigga started with slavery.
I think he's just trying to give you the background on New Orleans and all that shit. But It was 5 hours,
yeah,
man.
5 hours is crazy. I still ain't finished it, nigga.
I watched every minute of it. I started at like 9 a.m. went done at like 2 something. I'm like, man, something really got to be wrong with my life where I sat here and watched the NBA Youngboy
documentary. I think I'm at 2:30 right now, man.
But you're still going back.
I'm still going back. You know what I'm saying?
Trap Lil Ross, and he like in fucking England shit. Like, yeah, niggas want to kill him, man.
Yeah, the for like the King Von shit.
Yeah.
You saw the King Von?
Yeah, I watched all of them. I watched every last single one he did.
He didn't make good shit, man.
He making some Florida ones. He made the Florida ones and all that shit.
The Orlando one.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, this, I mean, it's not good, to be honest, because I feel like, you know, that's like hood shit. And it's like making celebrities, like, especially like, I mean, those are people that are celebrities and shit like that. So I kind of could get those a little more. But when they talking about like just like normal
random
niggas from
hood,
the hood
shit, yeah,
that was just like doing shit. Now all these people around the world fucking know who this fucking killer. Like,
you seeing 1090 Jake?
Yeah, I watched 1090 Jake too. He's from Florida too, right?
He's from Boston, but he lived in Tampa.
But he got locked up out there, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even just like the 1090 Jake shit. I mean, I guess what he's doing in some sense is like, good for the kids in some sense where they
see what's going on.
Where they see these people like be projecting these images like they this and that and be like, no, all these niggas snitches. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the internet, you can go fucking look up all this shit. That's pretty much what it is right now. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, it was fucking Trap Lil Ross documentaries, man. They be having me in a chokehold.
Them
man.
Shit be hard.
I be watching them shit, man. I feel bad, man, because it's like, man, it's almost like glamorizing the shit.
Yeah, making it seem like it's cool or something. You know
in some
that?
Sense. I actually feel like, though, like the next generation of like rappers and shit that's coming up, you know, kids that's seeing all this shit. I don't feel like, hopefully they take it, you know, for what it is and not try to live up to that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Look at it and be like, man, we ain't going that route, man. We ain't seen too
many. Because with rappers, some people like with the fans of that shit, they want to see you do the shit you do and then not get caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
And it's all the fans' fault, to be honest. Because, like, I remember, you know, back in, like, the 90s and shit, and it was all, like, these gangster rappers and shit, and everybody like, nah, he ain't a real gangster. He a studio gangster.
See?
Being a studio gangster is actually great now.
It's pretty,
you know what I'm saying?
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know
like, you know. But now, so it's to the point, like, niggas is like, man, you got to be living what you talking about kind of shit. So, you know, and we done projected that shit on these motherfuckers so much where now, nigga, like, I feel like you get some niggas that be in the street that be doing shit, be like, yeah, I done caught me a couple bodies, I done been to jail. I think I could be a rapper now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something they could put on their resume or some shit like that. Like, I got all the fucking
I got all the credentials.
Yeah, I got
I
all
go,
the credentials to be a
shit.
Rapper. No, man, you suck. I can't be no rapper.
Nigga, horrible.
And I say that too. That's why we see a lot of these. Like, people be like, man, so many rappers dying. All these rappers dying. It ain't the fact that a lot of rappers dying. These are pretty much local rappers. They haven't blown up yet. They don't have record deals and shit like that. It's just,
they still trying to make it.
You can become a celebrity on fucking social media now. And it ain't even, you know, it ain't even on that level, which is even more dangerous.
Yeah, because you stay in your hood.
Because, yeah, and you got fucking everybody around the fucking world know who you is. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is dangerous, man. So, yeah, rap music can ruin your fucking life.
More
man.
Dangerous profession.
Yeah, I would say that, man. Rap music can ruin your life, man. Especially if you get caught up into that whole image shit and you're trying to be something you're really not.
Yeah.
So the best thing, if you know how to rap, you're going to be able to rap about anything.
Just be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just rap about.
You can just rap about, nigga, your fucking normal day.
Well, your breakfast and
are you
shit,
living,
and shit.
Are you being a lame and you just play fucking Fortnite all day. And if it's dope, it's dope, man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you just ain't gonna have them hood niggas at your shows. Which might be safer,
it might
man.
Be way safer. No guns, no security, nigga.
Because that's the crazy shit. Now, you fucking be like a street rapper and shit, and you going out, you got your chains on and shit. It'd be some nigga that might actually be a fan of you, but he just see you slipping and be like, fuck, let me whip my phone out and punch this nigga. I'm about to get some clout off this shit, man. That's fucking scary, man. All right, next up, we got Filipino food. What's good, Danny? I attended you and Peggy's last concert of Scaring the Hoes tour in Dallas not too long ago. It was an honor to experience the whole event, especially coming from a Filipino background. It's dope to see you rock the stage that night. My question is, what Filipino dishes are your favorite? If you haven't had any yet, what would be you're trying to? Thank you for all the family best wishes. Shouts out to Filipino. JB, as far as like Filipino food, man, you know, it's pretty much like some hood shit, man. You fucking,
I ain't had Filipino food. What Filipino food is? What consists
I mean,
of?
They got like the fucking you know, the spaghetti.
That Filipino food? It's spaghetti? I thought
fried
that was Italian.
Fried chicken. I mean, you know, you go to Jollibee's and shit like that.
Oh, that's Filipino food?
Yeah.
I ain't been to Jollibee's.
And then they got the fucking the egg rolls with the hot dog in it. I forgot what they call them. Yeah, it's like egg rolls. See, that's the thing about Filipino food, man. They take the cheapest shit.
Yeah.
They take the cheapest shit and they make fire shit out of it. For the most part, it's pretty much like fried chicken and shit, rice and shit. I mean, if you want to go on some See, yeah, they go to egg rolls right there. I forgot, what do they call the fucking, see, I feel bad. I'm still a nigga, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, my grandma's Filipino, so I grew up, you know. But I will say, man, You know, the Korean fried chicken, Asian, they doing a step that we missed out as black people, man, because they get that shit the crispiest. That's all I've been fucking eating lately. Oh, yeah, lumpia. Yeah,
what
the lumpia.
Called?
Yeah, that's the egg rolls.
With the hot dog in it?
Yeah, with the hot dog in it.
That's pretty hilarious. Dude.
And then they got the rice, you know, with the eggs and shit. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much Filipino. And they use the worst parts of fucking chicken and shit. They be using, like, the fucking rib breasts.
What?
The fucking thighs and shit like that. They all just fuck with the wings and shit like that. You know, oh, yeah, definitely the pig. I definitely fuck with the pig.
Oh, that's hard.
When I used to go to Filipino church, like, every Sunday after church, they just have a whole fucking pig on the fucking table.
I want to try that shit. That shit look.
That shit is fire. I mean, as a kid, you look at that shit and you be like, "Oh, that shit disgusting." I ain't fucking with that shit. But nah, man, you fucking eat that shit. That shit is fire. It actually was a spot. I mean, it was Mexican food though. They used to serve the pig every fucking Sunday. I used to go up there and get that shit, man. But is there any food you missing from Orlando?
Crab legs.
Oh yeah,
I go to Gainesville by my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. Now it's out there. They got this hood little crab. I forgot what the shit was called too. It's like a hood little crab leg spot. And they had it was a nigga like me, like an Arab nigga, little just like me, talk like me. And then he would sell you the food and shit.
What is the shit y'all be having in Florida? That be at the trucks and shit. Is it conch fritters?
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with
that shit. That's from my Miami shit. And then when they got like the classic in Orlando, they'll come down and be in the trucks. Mm-hmm. That shit, photo.
No, yeah, I fucks with that shit, man. One thing about Texas, man, just moving down here, man, it's almost like it's just glamorized to be fat around this motherfucker, man. Like, man, the seasoning. When I first moved out here, man, just eating food and shit, man, I was like, this shit is so fucking salty, man. I'm fucking about to. Now, I done got adjusted to this shit. Now I go eat other places. I'm like, it ain't seasoned enough, man. It ain't right.
It's dope, though.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because they take pride in that shit.
Yeah.
But when you first come down here, everybody like, man, get the brisket. Brisket. Yeah. They going brisket crazy on you. Fucking brisket cheesecake. Brisket quesadillas. Like, nigga, you can't just put brisket in everything,
you
man.
You can't. But now, brisket fire, though.
No, yeah, it's fire, though. But, I found myself, man, I just been eating chicken wings, man.
And every time you think, let's go back to being a regular nigga.
Yeah, just being a regular nigga. They do got some fire soul food spots out here, though, too.
I ain't never been in none.
Yeah, they got a couple. I mean, I be Uber eating shit. I ain't going, but you'll find a couple fire. They got some Filipino spots out here, too. I've definitely got a lot of Filipino food out here. But, yeah, we'll jump to some white people shit.
White people shit.
Talk to me.
What's up, Danny? What's up, Booth Boys? My son has been in the Boy Scouts for about a year now. I've never been a scout, but throughout this year, I haven't seen anyone with any amount of melanin in their skin. Thanks, bro. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, niggas don't do Boy Scout.
I mean, I wanted to be a Boy Scout when I was a kid. I didn't know about how do I go about being one.
They never come to your school?
No, not in Detroit. There wasn't no Boy Scout shit.
That's funny.
You was a Boy Scout?
Yeah, no, they would come to our school, though.
And be like, you want to be a Boy Scout?
They would be a Boy Scout. They'd be like, that shit gay.
Recruiting. Yeah, because I recently just saw a Netflix documentary.
See? They were fucking them. They were fucking them boys.
They was talking about,
that
shit.
They were fucking them little boys. See? Even when I was 11, I knew, nigga.
And it always made sense. Like, man, something creepy
taking
with that shit.
Taking kids to the woods and shit, nigga. Yeah,
putting on them little dumbass uniforms and shit.
Yeah, tying knots. Something ain't right here, nigga.
And it's like, it's no stunt in that. Nah. To me, like being a Boy Scout, like you can't tell a nigga when you grown, like nigga, I was a Boy Scout.
I got all the badges, nigga.
They show your ranks for being a Boy Scout. Like you ain't getting no props for being a Boy Scout.
I can start a fire.
I mean, but what do Boy Scouts really do?
I mean, they just teach you like life lessons and shit like that. I'm not life lessons, but like how to start fires and how to dot top. Oh, what I remember, they be like, look at this knot I can tie. Mm-hmm. They'll tie a knot real fast in your face. And I'll be like, all right, nigga.
Shit your daddy supposed to teach you?
Yeah. regular shit. If my mom's like, I can tie my shoes, fuck you, and I leave.
If you got a daddy in the home, you don't need no fucking...
you know, fucking Boy Scouts, nigga.
This one say ground beef tacos. I don't know if that ain't no white people. Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
What's wrong with ground beef tacos, nigga?
That was just... Nah, man, what the fuck is going on here, man? I mean, I think... putting cheese on tacos, definitely some white people shit.
You don't put cheese on tacos?
Fuck no. I mean, if you go to Taco Bell or something like that, I mean, that's just what it is. But I think that's just like the gentrified tacos, man.
For real?
Because every Mexican spot I've been to, like real official like Mexican shit, they ain't putting no cheese on their tacos. That's just like an extra, like, I don't
know. Hey, Taco Way not authentic?
What?
The shit that be on the trucks on shit, they're not authentic?
I mean, is it Mexican niggas cooking it?
Yeah, one of them don't speak English. So it'd be two niggas out there.
I mean, they putting cheese because they know that's what the American motherfuckers want. But to them, they only fucking, it's supposed to just be cilantro and maybe onions.
I fuck with cilantro.
Yeah.
I mean, like cilantro a lot.
When you first start eating cilantro and shit, you're like, nigga, this nigga, dishwasher? This tastes like fucking dish liquid or something. But after a while, I got adjusted to it.
Yeah, cilantro, fire. I like cilantro.
Yeah, all right. Next up, we got marble racing. Marble racing is some white people shit. Check it out on YouTube. It's fun. What the fuck is marble racing?
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit kind of dope.
Like just real marbles?
I be seeing that shit on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. TikTok, man.
TikTok be had me in a spiral, nigga.
Niggas don't even Google no more. They just go to TikTok and see if it's
real. I'm looking for food and shit. Scrape TikTok.
I had to delete TikTok on my phone, off my phone. For real? Because my algorithm be fucked up. All I get is fucking big booty bitches.
That's a good algorithm, man. That's a beautiful algorithm.
Oh, marble racing? Ah, man.
It's white people shit, but it's good. Y'all made some good shit with this one. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoy this one.
How do you dictate you got a good marble that's going to be a winner? Is it like
I would bet on this shit.
If it's like horse racing, is it like the odds are like, oh, like, nigga, this marble made out of this certain material, and I know this motherfucker speedy.
That'd be hard if it was like
I mean, it got to be. You got to be doing your research on shit.
But what if, like, who make the marbles? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dope, though. I like that shit. See, the green one's sliding. Hey, the green one going crazy right now, bro.
Bet no marble racing is definitely like some straight up roulette type shit. Like you definitely don't know what you're going to hit.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like, yeah, I got
green
my money
was
on
fucking
the purple
ass
one.
Up.
Oh, the green one going crazy.
See, I wonder is it different materials that go faster than other, like the weight of the marble? It got to be so much shit that factor into it.
You're not wrong. But it's like the green one is fucking sliding, bro. Who's gonna disregard this shit?
The green one, a Hellcat.
It's been sliding like a motherfucker.
So at this point, we could say it ain't white people shit. This shit's just dope, right?
This shit is pretty dope, man. I like it a lot. Y'all be seeing that shit on TikTok where they be goddamn smashing the bottles together.
So this is like a real league.
Yeah, this shit hard.
Like these motherfuckers is like, man, but how does this come about in your life where you like, man, I want to be a professional marble racer?
Man.
And you collecting marbles and shit. You like, this is my trusty one right here.
That's cocaine.
This motherfucker, go. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody was on cocaine one night, like, you know what we can do? We can race there. Put these on the hill.
Or if some nigga in the hood had the Hot Wheels track, his car started fucking up.
Yeah.
And he like, you know what, man? Let's put some marbles on these bitches.
Let's see what did somebody catch the green one? They caught the green one?
Yeah.
That nigga done caught up. Oh, he passed his ass. At the finish?
Oh, shit. I'd be pissed if I bet on the green one.
Hey, hell no.
Like, nigga,
hey.
You lost at the end.
Hey, this shit dope, man. Not white people shit. This shit should be for everybody.
Yeah,
man.
Marble racing is for everybody.
I want to get in the league and shit, man.
I never was in the marbles and shit as a kid. I didn't even understand the context of the game.
Yeah, I never got that shit neither.
I mean, you would get marbles and shit. I feel like that was like a cheap Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Your mama ain't have enough shit. She just want to make it look like you got a lot of shit, be giving you them dumbass green army men. She'll give you some fucking marbles and shit. Next thing you know, she mad at you because the marbles all over the floor. She step on one of them motherfuckers barefoot. Be like, what the fuck are these fucking marbles?
You bought
up?
These bitches.
Yeah,
Legos. My mom would always give me like, she would always be like, it's going to be a light Christmas. I get like two big things and like underwear and socks the rest of the time. Just
you got
a bunch
random
of
Legos and shit. Man. Yeah. All right. Next up, white people shit. Hi, Danny. I was telling my wife that I want to participate in Tough Mudder event.
What?
It's a run where people go through obstacles, crawling in mud, swinging through ropes, things of that nature. My wife says that's some white people shit. Tell me, Danny, is it? Keith. Now, this is like some CrossFit kind of shit, right?
CrossFit is white people shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. Niggas ain't jumping around. But I don't feel like niggas is playing in mud anyway.
Nah.
Like, you know, you grew up in the hood, man. You last thing you want to do is be dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Clean,
yeah, you all about being clean.
White people just
want to
get dirty for no reason.
They love, yeah.
They make mud.
That's some pig pen shit, you know? But don't motherfuckers be dying doing this shit? Fucking
you
playing
see that
with
shit
death?
Like that?
Yeah.
That's right. The electrical. Ain't that like electrical wires that they got to crawl through?
Oh, shit. Getting shot, crawling under barbed wire and shit like
I haven't
that.
I done seen that shit on TikTok.
This motherfucking the death challenge or some shit, man.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's white as fuck, dog.
No, a tough mud. I mean, I thought they was talking about the motherfuckers that be doing it in the cars and shit. And they be going and like, you know, riding their cars through mud and shit like that.
That's super white. But that's like red.
I seen some
white.
Niggas doing that shit, though.
Country niggas probably
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it was some country nigga shit.
Country
like,
niggas do that shit.
Doing donuts in the mud and shit like that. Then their cars be getting stuck. Yeah, this shit right here.
Oh, yeah, that's still white as fuck. We've adapted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they riding four-wheelers through it and all that kind of shit, man. I mean, the last thing, though, man, like we say, man, we from the hood. We want to be clean, man, so we ain't fucking around with no mud, man.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed when I fucking, man, if you just walk into some mud with some shoes and shit, man, fucking. I just did a show not too long ago, and it had rain and, you know, just got some mud in my boots. You know, they got stuck all between the shit and had to fucking get the fucking mud out. I was pissed. Like, I ain't fucking with no mud, man.
Yeah, that, you keep that dirty shit, soldier.
We just got one, man. That motherfucker say, taking your dog to see Santa.
Oh, yeah, that white as fuck. Yeah, you crazy. And you a psychopath, nigga. And you got Santa fucked up, too. What a Santa letter to the dog.
Man. Oh, yeah.
What a Santa, you know what I'm saying? Santa ain't signed up for that shit.
Yeah, that is some truth to
he
that.
He signed up for some kids. Nigga, not so fucking poodle, bitch.
I mean, Taking your dog anywhere is some white people shit to me, yeah. man. I mean, as a kid, man, you know, we used to just have dogs. That was our burglar alarm. We couldn't afford ADT or some outside shit like that. Dog. That motherfucker just chained up to the fence. He crazy than a motherfucker, too.
Barking everybody.
You leave a couple days, that motherfucker snuck out. You come back, the whole hood on alert. Like, nigga, get your dog. That motherfucker got out.
And that nigga barking at butterflies.
Yeah, he just crazy. So, yeah, man, we just used our hood for burglar systems and shit like that. I have noticed, though, it's like a thing in New York, though. You see a lot of girls with these big ass dogs and shit. Be like, man, bitch, you. I don't know. I was about to go to
going to rent.
Yeah, I was about to go to a dark place, so I ain't about to go there. But yeah, man. Most people, you know, can't afford alarm system. They don't want to get no guns, so they just get a dog.
Yeah.
You know, but it, the most fucked up shit I think, man, would be you get this dog and you want him to protect you and, you know, be a killer and all this shit. And soon as some gangster shit go down, a motherfucking dog run on your ass. You're like, nigga, you a bitch. Because you don't really know if the dog, how you going to fucking react to certain situations.
Some dogs
and shit.
All bark, no bite. They bark for a little minute and then run away.
That's some shit, because niggas used to fight dogs in the hood and shit. Yeah. And you'll see it a lot of times where it'd be like the craziest dog. I remember one time nigga whipped this dog out. They had these two dogs. I don't fucking condone this shit, so don't have me hitting people up like, Danny, you're fucking Peter. Peter, I ain't never fought no dogs, but yeah, I'll go see that shit.
Yeah, it's a good time sometimes.
And then these motherfuckers, this one dog, I remember he whipped this shit out. This motherfucker barking like a motherfucker. He going crazy trying to get up the chain. And the other dog, he was big as fuck too, though, but he wasn't saying shit. He just like, look, and you almost just seen like a confidence in him. He's like, oh, nigga, I'm about to fuck this nigga up. And I swear, as soon as they let the motherfuckers hit, that nigga got that nigga. He just picked him up and body slammed him. Like, boom. That shit was over with quick. But yeah. I ain't on no Mike Vick shit. So don't jump. Don't get me. All right, let's spin the wheel one time, but we hop into these would you rathers. That's the Bobby R. That's the podcast, bitch, right?
Who that is?
Yeah, it's like a...
Oh, the Bill with Drake and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she kind of slow.
I think she played the character just really well. That's why you think she retarded.
She
a little special.
She seemed a little special to me, man. I mean, not even the way she talked, just the look in her eyes and shit. Yeah, you know, you look at her, you be like, oh, shit, yeah, you was in one of them little small classes, bitch. Yeah. You rode that little bus. But no, I don't know. Maybe, like you say, it might be just a character and shit and all that shit, man. But, I mean, she's blowing up like crazy.
Blowing up like a motherfucker.
So, yeah, I mean, the shit is working, so keep going. Shouts out to you, baby. Yeah, shit, have me on that motherfucker. Nah,
same shit.
Your shit cracking, bitch. We trying to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But, no, I do feel like she a little slow. Or maybe, you know, I definitely have met some girls, and you look in their eyes, and you're like, oh, this bitch done been through some shit.
Yeah, either they've been through some shit, they're just not there. You know
it's just some dark shit. Yeah, it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
I think Ice Spice kind of slow.
Yeah. Ice Spice beautiful as a motherfucker, so fuck how slow she is, nigga.
Yeah, but sometimes you see them and they be like, man, I only think it turned me off a little bit about slow girls and shit. You be like, man, they just feel like you could take advantage of them.
Yeah,
that just make me feel like, yeah, that just make me feel weird. Like, man, I ain't no predator, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to work for mine. You know what I'm saying? This seemed like an easy kill.
Yeah, easy kill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, it don't feel good. You be ashamed and shit. Looking at yourself in a mirror the next morning, like, what have I become? You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to go out like that.
I fucked the shit out of Ice Spice, dude.
No, Ice Spice.
What camera I looking to when I say that? I fucked the shit out of Ice Spice, dude. I want that shit to be known in the universe. Yeah.
I like all the female rappers, though, that's coming up, man. It's a lot of...
You know, Sexy Red?
Yeah, of course. It was Steve Yee.
Hey, Sexy Red hard, man.
Sexy Red is killing shit. I know motherfuckers was trying to say like she like on some industry plant shit to destroy the black woman. No, man, I've known a lot of Sexy Reds in my lifetime,
100%.
Man.
100%. They exist. They out there.
Yeah, that's just a real hood bitch, man. But she making bangers, though, to be honest, man. Hellcat, SRTs, nigga, that's my shit.
They play shit in the club, be like, that shit bopping a little bit, nigga.
So I fuck with, and plus they need, I mean, for the longest, man, like bitches that came up in rap, they just looked at, you know, bad bitches, like, you be like, I ain't never seen no bitch that look like this. So I don't really feel, you
I done
know
seen
what I'm
a couple Sexy Reds.
Yeah, I feel like I can relate to her more, if anything, you know, so I'm glad that real hood bitches, I hate to call them hood rats, but.
I mean, see,
it is what it is, but real hood bitches is getting some fucking representation in that sense, and she holding it down, man, you know, and I love a person that's not scared to be they self.
100%.
You know, one thing about, you know, a person, they get into the rap game, start making some money and shit, and then they just, you know, they change, like, overnight or something and become...
Something
you know, like even Glorilla. I like Glorilla. Glorilla could really rap.
Glorilla hard. Hey, so if Flo, we like listening to songs slow. She got one song, you know, her voice deep.
Yeah.
So you put that shit on slow, it sound
oh,
like
oh, yeah. Oh, so y'all be screwing shit out there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I like most of my music slow, especially like a lot of Florida rap. You just put that bitch on slow or fast hard too. Fast real good. Like,
yeah, because I feel like Miami, like the Miami bass shit. Because in Detroit, we speed our shit up too.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I mean, we from like, you know, electronic music is, I mean, we kind of created that shit.
Yeah.
They don't want to let
well, thank you,
know.
Nigga.
Hey, you man. Know what I'm saying? But I mean, no, Miami got the Miami bass shit. And then our shit was like ghetto tech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking DJ Assault and all that kind of shit. But like for the most part, like certain songs, and like if you go to a club, and I don't know if they still do it. I haven't been in a fucking nightclub in forever.
Yeah.
But back in the day, like you go to a nightclub and every song you heard, this shit was sped up to like 140 BPM. And it, I mean, bitches shake, you can shake your ass to anything. You know
Not
what I'm
for
saying?
Real.
Bitch being that motherfucking shaking their ass to fucking Guaple, Closer to My Dreams and shit. They speed that shit up, that shit slapping. Like,
hey, that's a Miami song. They what's the name did that shit? I forget who the fuck. Who missed it, but that's like a big song, man.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I remember when Pitbull came out and he was on his hood shit.
Yeah.
And then he switched it up and started doing that Miami bass shit. That shit was crack. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. Two Live Crew destroyed a lot of motherfuckers' lives back in the day, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, the first time I even, like, they video come on, and that was before the days that you could just go on YouTube and just watch whatever the fuck you want, and nigga be late, waiting up late night to see that motherfucking me so horny. Like, look at these bitches. They shaking ass in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
What?
All right, we'll jump to some would you rathers.
Would you rather?
Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or by people who complain all the time?
Brag.
Why?
It gives you something to, like, you know what I'm saying, to look forward to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like fight towards. Because people that complain, they're just going to bring you down. They're going to fuck up your day.
I feel like that's just the hood anyway. Motherfuckers complaining all the time.
That's all that is. I'd rather be around motherfuckers. But look what I have. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Mike, you be like, well, you know what I'm saying? One day we try to get to that place. You know
I guess that's a good way to look at it. Cause I hate to be around motherfuckers that brag around.
Niggas that brag. I mean, it's
something cringy about it.
Yeah, but would you rather be around niggas every day? Like, man, this shit sucks.
I know, and not trying to think of no fucking option to get out of that situation. I get that. I don't know. I think both of them is fucked up, to be honest. Yeah. But you're right. Coming from your perspective, man, I ain't even look at it like that. But yeah, I mean, I guess motherfuckers bragging all the time. But sometimes, man, motherfuckers that be bragging be fronting too, man.
Yeah,
niggas ain't got it like that.
A nigga that brag and show you what he bragging about.
Yeah.
That's like, okay.
I mean, that could be motivating.
Yeah, it's motivation.
And especially if he inspiring you to and teaching you how to get it yourself, too.
Yeah.
Not just a motherfucker that's bragging, but keeping all the secrets to himself. Yeah. Like, nigga, you see what I got, but I ain't about to show you.
Yeah, you got it. Don't ask me that question again, nigga.
You got to figure it out, young blood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, for the most part, man, motherfuckers complain all the time. That's just the normal hood.
Yeah, that shit is annoying.
Right? Yeah.
Like, man, if it's figured out.
It can be a bit taxing, though, because you'd be like, man, I'm probably guilty of that shit, too.
But then you get it on yourself, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you around people that just complain all the time, your ass gonna start, you know what I'm saying, thinking negative too.
You kind of are what you around, in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, or even to the point of where people, like, when you feel like you coming up, and they always just find a negative in that shit, and that shit'll, like, fuck you up. Because I know I experienced that shit a lot in Detroit. Because, like, just being a rapper, it wasn't, like, no fucking way to get a record deal. It wasn't no music industry in Detroit when I was coming up. So you had to go to fucking New York or L.A. or some shit like that. So motherfuckers be like, man, you would never be a rapper. You know, you would never be. But I think I always used to take that as motivation, kind of.
Yeah.
When motherfuckers told me I couldn't do shit, I'd be 100%. Like, all right, motherfucker, watch this shit. And just made me go a little harder and shit. But because I feel like a motherfucker was always like celebrating me and shit. Like, yeah, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Because you can see a lot of people get complacent.
Yeah.
I feel like that shit happened in sports a lot, too. Where like you, because I've seen like a lot of niggas from my hood. They'd be 100%. Like, man, you're going to go pro. And motherfuckers telling them that shit all the time. And then you
fuck
look.
Out of their head.
Yeah. And they just get to the, they get lazy or some shit. Like, they just feel like it's going to come to them. And so, yeah, even, like, that's how it is with music. Like, once you stop, like, working, it could be a nigga that you thought sucked.
Yeah.
But that nigga putting the grind in and he just working and working. Because that 10,000-hour rule, that shit real, man.
And fuck, I think to be successful, you need both. You know what I'm saying? You need somebody to tell you you can't do it. And you need, like, one person you trust in your corner, like, man, it's very possible. You know what I'm saying?
Because people will tell you all the time, man, talent only going to get you so far.
Yeah.
That shit, you can have that shit from birth. You can be able to do some shit. But, man, if you ain't putting no fucking effort into that shit, man, that shit ain't going to go nowhere. So, yeah, you can. We actually seeing it right now with your motherfucking ass.
Nah,
like, you get what I'm saying? Like, making that move from fucking Florida to here, man, was that like a no-brainer for you? Or you had some doubts about that shit?
I was scared. My dad was one person that pushed me. He was like, nigga, I got your rent for the next 2 months. Are you leaving next week? Like, I'm going to leave for three
months. That's fire.
But he said, no, you leaving next week, nigga. This place changed your fucking life.
Yeah, that's fire,
then,
though.
But I didn't see it then, you feel what I'm saying? So that's why.
See, that's why a lot of people need that support system, especially from your parents. You know what I'm saying? Because I can honestly say, like, I probably wouldn't be a rapper if it wasn't for my parents, because they definitely, you know, recognized that I had a talent or a liking for something. And then, you know, didn't.
Push it towards it.
Yeah, they buy me a little studio equipment here, you know, this and that, you know.
Yeah.
Always, like, my dad, he always, like, any type of new rap music would come out, he'd be like, you got to listen to this shit. Check this shit out. And it was, like, almost, like, making me study shit and be like, you know. So even that, like, with you, like, coming up in comedy and shit, like, what made you, like who was your, like, influence and shit? Who made you want to do this shit?
Oh, like comic-wise, or like people around?
Comic-wise. Or it was people around that influence? Because on some real shit, there's some funny motherfuckers in the hood.
Funny shit. Most of my homeboy funnier than me. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know how to put, they ain't want to put the time in to get on stage and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, and like comic-wise, I watched a lot of Bernie Mac when I was
younger. Oh, fire.
Yeah, Earthquake.
Oh, shit. Earthquake. So all the comic view shit type of shit, you know?
I don't know all them boys. Mm-hmm. And then Patrice.
So your dad was into comedy and shit like that?
My older cousin was.
Oh.
My dad liked comedy, but he never really showed it to me. I'll go to my older cousin's house, and I stayed out over there, and he just put it on.
Patrice, man, I feel like he like... I mean, niggas be giving him his props, man, but I feel like he don't get his props
as much
enough,
as he
man.
Should.
Yeah.
That nigga, if he would still be here, nigga would be...
Yeah, he'd be goated, top dog. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think he's still goated, to be honest.
Yeah, no, he is goated. I'm saying, but like he was still like around and shit.
Cause that whole cancel culture shit, once all that shit came about, man, he would have been going crazy, man.
I would pay serious money to see what he was saying. Because
he didn't give a fuck, man.
Real bread to see what he was saying about
I shit. Still be listening to like a lot of that old Opie and Anthony shit, and he was on that shit tripping like, bro, man, some of my favorite bitches from Patricia.
You ever seen that documentary he did, Killing Is Easy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite ones to watch.
Yeah, I watch a lot of comedy documentaries, man, anyone I can. But, all right, we'll hop into the next Would You Rather. Which minor inconvenience would you rather have for the rest of your life? Showers are always slightly too hot or cold. Food is never quite the right temperature. Your bed is always slightly too hot or cold. You're never quite dressed right for the weather.
The shower.
The shower is slightly too hot or cold?
Yeah, all the other shit seem like I can't do it.
I don't know, man. That cold shower a bad motherfucker.
I mean, a cold shower kind of good for
you. I mean, you from Florida, man, so maybe that got something to do with it.
No, I like cold showers, neither. Oh.
But just being so hot, sometimes you just can't be, you know, but I don't, because I feel like showers and shit, that shit starts your day, man. That's going to let you know how the day going to go, man. And if you have a bad shower every fucking day, you're going to be pissed for no reason, man. That shit just going to start your shit off on the wrong foot, man. Yeah. So, I'm probably go with food never quite the right temperature.
Nah, that shit. Cause you ever reheated some shit up?
Yeah.
And then you bit into that motherfucker and it was cold in the middle.
I'm telling you, you'll get adapted to that shit though. But you'll get adapted to your food.
You'll get adapted to the shower?
Nah, man. A too hot shower? That shit'll fucking burn your skin off.
Nah, you're right. I ain't gonna hold. I was thinking like slightly too hot, but like, yeah.
And you're saying the bed slightly too hot or cold, I wouldn't be able to sleep. Nah. And if you can't dress right for the weather, you're gonna be outside dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I was in the county jail for a year.
Yeah.
And you ain't never get your food hot. And after a while, after about 6 months, nigga, shit was good. You like, this shit fire, fuck it.
This shit actually phenomenal.
This shit lukewarm. Eat the motherfucking lukewarm fucking shit. So, no, I mean, you will get adjusted to that. And plus, certain foods, man, they better cold, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all about, you know, you eating salad, you're going to eat a warm, but I guess they're saying you're going to be getting warm salads and shit.
That'd be crazy, huh? You want a warm salad?
I mean, you will get adjusted to it.
A warm salad?
I feel like you can get adjusted to the food situation.
Man, a warm salad? Nigga, you enjoy a warm salad? Think about that in your mouth. Think about it.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be disgusting. But food, you got to eat.
The leaf has got to kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
melting in your mouth.
Because that's why I don't Uber eat salads.
Oh, yeah, because it get hot.
Yeah, I only fucking, if I'm at a restaurant or if I make one at the crib. But as far as like getting that shit delivered, man, that's always disgusting, man. Like, fucking, that shit coming to be all fucking, like, I don't know, man. This shit don't be right, man. I want my lettuce crispy and shit, man.
So you got a little crunch in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I was eating fucking wedge salads every fucking day, man. I ain't never known about no, maybe that, I think maybe a wedge salad might be some white people shit.
A wedge salad, what that is?
That's just, they get your ass like a half a piece of lettuce, man.
Uh-huh.
And they don't chop it up or nothing. It's just like that.
You just bite that motherfucker
and
like
they just
apple.
Put all this shit on top of it. No, I mean, you chop it down, you know what I'm saying? But...
Hey, what the fuck?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? My nigga ain't even heard of it. Yeah, just like that. Nigga, you did that. Oh,
like a watermelon, nigga? Oh, that's insane. Hey, that's insanity, man. What the fuck?
But they are refreshing,
hey,
man.
Hey, let me tell you something. A psychopath thought of that shit, bro.
Definitely. Like, man, I don't feel like chopping my lettuce
I ain't chopping
up.
The rest of this shit, man.
You just cut that bitch. I ain't gonna lie. One time I got one in Boston. It was just like, because usually they give you like a quarter of the shit. But they gave you the half. That bitch was like a bowl. And they just put everything. It looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the way it looked amazing.
Was it easy to eat?
And they put the bacon crumbs all inside of it and shit. No, I mean, you had to chop it down and shit. But I will, because I think I like the wedge salads because your lettuce going to be crispy like that.
Yeah.
When it's mixed up with all the shit and all together, you know, you get your shit, the shit be all fucking soupy and shit, and that shit don't be right, man.
No, you're not wrong.
All right, Cam, we about to get up out this motherfucker. We can spin the wheel one more time. But yeah, thank you for coming through, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
You killing shit out here, man. Keep it going, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, this shit dope, though. You know what I'm saying? Be here, you feel me?
Is it a cake? Oh, y'all talking about when motherfuckers be having all type of weird shit, and they be like, is this a cake or this not a cake? And all that kind of shit. I think that's a motherfuckers just, that's, I'm going to say that's some fat people shit, where motherfuckers just go out of their way to make some shit look cool and shit, man. Is the cake good or not?
Yeah, make a good cake.
Yeah,
man.
That's all that fucking matter,
too,
man.
You got too much time on your hands.
I'm not much of a cake person myself.
Me neither.
I know I'm getting old because I like carrot cake. Like, that's my favorite cake.
I ain't never tried carrot cake.
Never? I don't think I did in my 20s either.
I've always seen the shit. I'm like, I don't need that shit at all.
Yeah, no, a carrot cake be
fire. They got real carrots in it?
Yeah, sometimes they be having like little strips of carrot and inside.
So wait, what's
the
main flavor of a carrot cake? If it's not like carrots in there, because
it's carrots.
What?
It's carrots and carrot cake.
What? Is it sweet?
Yeah, be sweet to the motherfucker. I mean, you ain't never had no sweet carrots before. Like, carrots
now
be sweet sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'd be like, you get some good carrot cake out here, too.
For real?
Yeah, they got the pack, man. They got the good carrot cake.
Like I said, be like, you a drug. They got that shit out there. They got that pack out there.
No, I've had some fire carrot cake out here, man. But, yeah, I love carrot cake and banana bread. That's how I know I like all the old folks snacks.
Yeah,
now.
Banana bread fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, we about to get up out this motherfucker, man. You got some shit you want to plug?
Oh, I got a new show coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming out one of these days. It's called Cam and the White. It's me and white people doing white people shit.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, so I went rock climbing. I went mountain bike riding. Y'all better look out for that.
Oh, shit. Definitely go check that shit out.
So, if anything, just hit me up on IG and shit at Cam So Funny, and that's it.
All right, man. Shouts out. Thank you for coming through, brother.
I appreciate
you. You out here killing shit, man. Very inspiring, man, to see you come out here and do so well so quick, man. So, but y'all other motherfuckers, man, don't think y'all can do that shit, man. This nigga really got some talent. This nigga funny than a motherfucker,
God,
man.
Baby, you know what
and
saying?
God's playing. That's right. So we love y'all motherfuckers. We out. See y'all niggas next week. Same time, same channel. Peace.